AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is negotiating more talks with Ukrainian officials next week.
We're now in discussions to coordinate a meeting with the Ukrainians in Riyadh or even potentially Jeddah. So the city's moving around a little bit, but it will be Saudi Arabia. And I think the idea is to get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire as well.
The Trump administration is blaming Ukraine for a U.S. pause on military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv.
They brought it on themselves.
Keith Kellogg, the president's special envoy to Ukraine and Russia, tells the Council on Foreign Relations Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky was told last week's Oval Office talks would focus on signing a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. But Zelensky instead made demands of the U.S. to side with his nation, leading to a blow-up and the aid and intelligence cutoff, which Kellogg says is having an impact on Kyiv.
The best way I can describe it is sort of like hitting a mule with a 2x4 across the nose. You got their attention.
Zelensky says he's still willing to sign the minerals deal. Kellogg says he cannot guarantee weapons will again flow to Ukraine, even if that happens. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump has signed an order that delays new tariffs on Canada for 1 month, similar to the reprieve he announced earlier for Mexico. Pope Francis has recorded a pained and labored audio message to thank people for their prayers for his recovery. It's the first public sign of life from the 88-year-old Pope since he was hospitalized 3 weeks ago with double pneumonia. The Pope's message was broadcast to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamitz reports on Palestinians who have been forced out of their homes by the Israeli military in the West Bank.
Volunteers in the occupied West Bank are cooking up trays of chicken and piles of rice, hoping to provide some joy to displaced Palestinians marking the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Yasser Arafat Charity Kitchen in the city of Tulkarem in the West Bank has been providing daily meals for up to 700 people, trying to improve what's been a desperate reality for many. In just a few weeks, the Israeli military has displaced more than 40,000 people in the area who aren't allowed to return to their homes. Many have no access to kitchens, are separated from their communities, and struggle to mark the end of their daily fast for Ramadan with what are traditionally lavish meals known as iftar. Israel's most recent operation has dimmed spirits during Ramadan, but some are drawing hope from the charity kitchen. I'm Karen Chamath.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.